calling it that word.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
Set it up for the most
part.
He sits on the school board. He sits on the school board.
room for his children. He said he will be here. We had, ma'am, we had the option of changing this date. Counselors on the call said tonight at 6 o'clock. Mr. Nafis Nichols said, I could not make it tonight. He will be on the conference call this evening.
He said he could be here. It could have been at 7.
It could have
been at 7.
But
you got that
6.
No, he didn't know. He said the last thing.
Roll call. Mayor Rowan Hepton, please. Thank you, sir. President Sharon, Councilor Harris.
Present.
Councilor, Vice President Lorraine Johnson.
Present.
Councilor Talia Jones-Walter.
Present.
And Councilor Carlette Brooks.
Present.
Councilor Cole B.
Present.
Councilor Toya Monroe.
7.5.
Councilor Leanna Rowcloud.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Nafis Nichols, our Director of Finance, absent. Our Tax Collector, Ms. Yolanda Hughes, absent. Our engineer, and our, thank you, sir, absent. And our solicitor's representative.
Present.
Thank you, sir. That completes the roll call.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Mr. Trent, could you come forward,
please? I have to admit, in my over 43 years of being a resident, I've never seen a council that operates like this. I mean, y'all were ridiculous. And then, I mean, you know, the different things you put out, I mean, last minute we're seeing a budget, which I still see the same numbers. They're very different from what I've seen previously. So I don't know who's plugging in what numbers and whatever. Accounts payable, I see you paying the glory with $12,500, which is what they were paying, being paid in order to get this lease sheet, which I haven't heard anything about. Who the applicants are, who may be considered. And then the town hall you had last week, from what I'm saying, that was being recorded with taxpayer dollars. So when will the taxpayers actually see a copy of that video? You know, which I mean, there were a lot of, I'll say, mistruths. You know, we don't really have any emphasis on our public safety as far as hiring full-time police officers. You have neglected to fulfill positions with the Civil Service Commission, which I know you've had at least 3 applicants, if not more. So I'm not sure what you're waiting for in order to appoint someone so that we can hire full-time police officers. It takes about 4 months once that's established before we can even have somebody on the street. And your recommendation of having part-time officers basically goes back to what Chief Chachi did to keep us safe while he was the police chief. So, you know, your suggestions is like, you know, you're not really giving full information to people as far as even when you do have part-timers. It's not like they're ready to jump up and serve on a shift just because, you know, somebody's short. And apparently we have, what, 2 police officers retiring next month? 2 that are on injury, and I believe 2...
And 1 just resigned today, on May 18th.
And 2 that are transferring. So, with the actual 16 that we have, not the 17 you mentioned, that leaves us with about 10 active police officers starting next month. And how is that going to ensure our public safety when there's a lot of shifts that these officers now have to fill? Can I get an answer on that? How are we supposed to be safe in the streets of Yankee?
We're not.
You'll see whatever it is when you have a town hall to be paid for, when nobody can question what you're saying, because you didn't really give us a whole lot of information that was factual, because you had stated that we weren't going to have a tax increase. And Mr. Nichols had mentioned before that he was looking at a $300 there might be negotiation to bring down to 150, but it's still a tax increase.
Sir, your time is up, and thank you.
I understand.
Thank you, Mr. Trent. Angela Lee.
Good evening. My concern about the budget is that this information needs to be put on the website, because I need more than 5 minutes to go through 15 pages of information so I can make an informed decision and have questions. And I'd like to know if all the other political information, which isn't good, is on there, how come we can't have budget information on the website that we pay for? I would appreciate that. Come in here at 6 o'clock and 6:05. I can't read that fast. Numbers, and I don't have the information I need. So when would that be possible? I asked that before. So until I see information that's helpful for residents instead of the political stuff, I don't think we'll ever get anything done. Please do that in 2023. Please. Bless you.
Thank you.
Anna?
The main website mentions the FOP settlement of $387,000. The former police chief was fired because of that. That was money that was in the budget and did not cause an increase in taxes. It was arrived at as a bargain between the others, and it was settled with the FOP because the borough used part-time. They seem to be a lot more part-time hours. That brings up the next point. We're asking for full-time officers to be allowed in the bank. Right now we have full-time officers that will be retiring from transferring. If we have less full-time officers, the allowable bank of full-time officers, not the allowable bank of full-time officers, the allowable bank of part-time officers is going to decrease. So in effect, you can't retire 7 part-time officers, you can't fully utilize them. The hours, the part-time hours are limited. And if you exceed that bank, you may have another FOP settlement. At the last meeting, we said that there was $124,000 expected for sewer emergency. Well, if we spend for that, why are we going about the settlement that was caused because of the public safety expenditure? The last meeting, we said that we were talking about cutting the fat from budget. Right now, what I see in this budget is that there's a $500,000 increase in taxes. I think what you need to do is really, if you're increasing your taxes, you need to hire full-time officers, not part-time officers. You also need to take a look with regards to where we can cut the expenses. Right now we have salaries that are increasing at 4% across the board. If some people are not performing their jobs, why are we necessarily giving them increase anyway? And you need to look at the most expenses, some of the large expenses, legal expenses, engineering expenses, insurance, finance. They make up 9% of the budget. And if we compare the increase there, the finance director talked about the increase versus 2022 budget. Well, for those items, we have a 35%, a 20%, and a 23% over what we had for the 22 amended budget. We need to take a look there and cut those expenses. That brings us to another thing with regard to attorney fees. We were talking about hiring a special attorney. That money is not in the budget. We cannot afford to hire another attorney. We really need to take a look with regards to that. We need to take a look with regards to everything that we're spending on engineering fees. We've done a lot with regards to feasibility studies. We can't continue doing that, and it should not be in the budget for 2023. We also need to take a look with regards to media and videography. These are areas that we're spending a lot of money, and we need to see if we can cut with regards to that. When we left the last meeting, we said we were going to take a look at cutting the fat from the budget. All I see is that we actually raised taxes by $500,000. We added $13,000, a minimum of $13,000. And yes, I got the budget late, so I don't have all the numbers, but $13,000 to the police budget. And then we cut other expenses minor, $1,000 here, $1,000 there, and we cut the recreational budget. There are other places that you can cut, and residents are willing to help you. We'll come and take a look at all the individual line items if you need the help. Thank you.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Lechnavich. We have a difficult name to pronounce.
Is somebody recording this? How are you?
Yes, it's being recorded.
It is, okay, because there's no videographer here, which makes me think that they're trying to keep this meeting on the down low and keep anything that happens here getting disseminated into the community. This is not going to be on the borough website because there's no videographer. The finance director explicitly said, this was the 30 minutes, he could not be here. He said he could be here at 7. He said, I cannot be there at 6, I can be there at 7. So the first time all year, they scheduled a council meeting for 6 when he couldn't be here instead of the usual time, around 7. You're still talking about the 307, which came out of the police budget. Didn't come out. She's posting lies on the internet. She's using the internet as her personal blog where she can just write anything she wants. Since you're not cutting the police budget, why have you made no motions towards hiring full-time police officers? You need to appoint someone to the Civil Service Commission and it takes 4 months. You're going to have 10 officers next month, and you've done nothing to address this major public safety problem. Your personal Lou Valori that you hired, 25K, you hired him. He said, we have a staffing crisis. And you've done nothing except waste money on professional services. You wasted 25K on Lou Valori efficiency study. You wasted 12K on him to post on Facebook, the job for the police chief. That's the only thing. Post on Facebook, oh, we can post on Facebook for free, not 12K. You spent 54K on your personal consultant media specialist, Joel Avery, 54K. We are spending twice as much this year as last year for two people to do the job of borough manager because she gave Isaac a raise and hired an assistant. We are spending twice as much for a borough manager, 54K for Joel Avery. The amount of money that's been wasted this year is much more than the chief's settlement for protecting us during the pandemic. The American Recovery Funds were meant to recover us from the pandemic. They are meant to pay for things like Chief Cassie said, the settlement with the FOP for giving part-time officers overtime. That's what that was about. He, with permission of council, with permission of mayor, gave part-time officers extra overtime because full-time officers were out sick or injured and were not available for the overtime hours. They declined more overtime. They were working hard and they had stopped. Now she wants to use the American Recovery Fund to pay for her gross mismanagement. She wants to put that into the general fund to hide her deficit.
That's correct.
Malfeasance, money mismanagement, fire yourself.
Mr. Green.
He left.
Budget or the recommended budget for
Yates Borough 2024. Mr. Narcisse Nichols, since November, before the Thanksgiving holiday, works on the budget for 2023, our finance director. And he asked me the question, are we going to raise taxes or not? And I said to him, how can we raise taxes coming out of a pandemic where funds have been available to many municipalities throughout Delaware County, throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, throughout the whole United States? The increased cost of energy, the increased cost of gasoline, the increased cost when you go to your grocery store and can't find a dozen eggs for $2.59, it's now $4.99. So expenses to run a town and to run this borough were exacerbated under the pandemic. This town received $1.1 million to pay for overages of 2021. And so
the FOP settlement.
Please don't speak in
the audience. Now, Mr. Nichols presented a budget on the 15th of December for 2023 without a tax increase. No tax increase. The $1.1 million that was sent to Yaden Borough that's in the bank was to put in our budget the amount of money that would otherwise cause us to have to raise taxes. That $1.1 million is sitting in the bank. Mr. Nichols says we can use, with the proper vote, we can use some of those dollars for any shortfall we would experience this year. Many of you are aware that after this council was voted in, and those that were incumbents on this council, January 3rd, had no way of knowing the firestorms that we were going to encounter February, March, up until now, with the objection of not retaining the former chief of police. We had an audit conducted that cost us $10,000 to verify all of the funds and management in the prior year. That audit came back confirming the $387,000 that was your dollars, your tax dollars, that were in our general fund. In December, we were told that had $193,000 of those dollars had to be paid to those police officers whose union contract had been violated, whatever the reason. Those dollars in that general fund came out and paid those officers who were affected. In January and February, the other $198,000 worth is dispensed to the balance of that $387,000. If those dollars were in the budget today, we would not be having this conversation about raising taxes.
No talking from the audience. Please allow the president to continue. No talking from the audience, ma'am. Let the president continue.
Mr. Nichols presented a budget last week without any increases. And as many of you, a few of you were here and experienced this,
the disagreement of among these counselors here, saying that not only did they want a tax increase, but they also said we need to cut the fat. Their concept of the fat, I agree with many of the recommendations about slimming this budget, because right is right any way you look at it. I explained then that we could not anticipate the expenses with the web management, with the IT management of this town, with the new public relations gentleman that was hired, Mr. Joel Avery, to create a type of image of Yaden. In January, before the former chief was contract was not renewed, and the firestorm of public adversity that happened in this town, that Mr. Avery has worked diligently to control the image of the town. That is where cost accelerated in this community. And not to mention the fact that all 10 part-time police officers that were working here for the past 4 or 5 years, if not longer, those officers were let go for whatever reason, which left a serious void and not having officers to fill in with legitimate reasons why our full-time police officers are not available. Any staffing issue, and the mayor can attest to this, any staffing issue with full-time police officers, well, we only have 10 officers available.
Mr. Biles, I'm calling a point of order, please.
$300 a year. They cut away $116,000 from the budget. An additional $10,000 was like from the budget, totaling $120,000. Ask the borough manager in charge of the budget, have a lot to say about it. $126,000. I'm sorry, Madam President. Madam, you are absolutely right. I'm disrespectful and I apologize. Thank you.
All of you know this, that there has been acrimony up here on this platform for the past 11 months. Many of you refused to watch it on the website. Many of you are totally disheartened by the behavior. I did a town meeting 2 weeks ago because I get drowned out of here. Calculated to be drowned out, to be disrespected, to be dishonored in this chair.
Now,
I'll say this. The same four or five people that are planted here every month to make sure this order happens.
Explain what you mean by
you may come to the podium.
I think I will. I can't.
I am a neighbor. I've been here for 35 years, and I work hard.
You can use the mic.
I work hard. I don't get off till 5:30. I came from North Philly running home.
And what?
For this meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this is my first meeting in a long time because COVID and what have you. But I am on call. I am dismayed. Adults, that we are conducting ourselves in this manner. Jaden is our town. It's our love. Why are we acting like this? You have something to say, give an order, and what is to be done. Girl Scout, Boy Scout, all of that. Order. Simply have order and respect for each other. Whatever the business is, we got to do, please. This is, I'm like getting ready to be in fear. I can't believe it. This is our town. Stand here, be proud of it, and conduct ourselves like adults. Then love it and want to take care of what we got to do. Whatever it is. Please. Order. Just order. And respect for one another. That's it.
Thank you. So I ask the audience. I ask the residents of
Bayes. You don't have the floor.
The residents of Bayes.
Have
any of you seen your borough website? Have any of you raised your eyes on the borough website? A website that is being paid for with your tax dollars. Have you seen it? Have you seen the borough website? And then ask me about whether or not we can get along respectfully.
That's right.
Because it has not been on the website. You look at your website and you tell me if that's the way you want your borough to be represented. $13. Some of these
seniors can't afford $13 more. So we're asking that you all table it tonight. A lot of you all ran on the fact that you were not going to raise taxes. So we're praying that you stick to the things that I'm saying. But, well, we're asking that you table tonight, meet with the residents as quickly as you can meet with us, and tell us why you feel as though it's a necessity to raise these taxes to seniors that could possibly lose their houses behind 13. If you do, some of you guys have excellent jobs and you can afford $13, $30, $150, but it's a lot of residents in this world that cannot afford that. And we're not asking anything that's not reasonable. We don't have the finance director here. I sat there quiet and I listened to everything that everybody had to say because everybody should be respected because everybody has their own opinion for tonight. But again, I don't want to see, I've watched five of my residents on my block lose their homes because they can no longer afford taxes here. So again, we're asking that you all table this tonight, meet with the residents, and tell us why it would be a necessity to raise our taxes. Now we have a floor. Okay. Hello, residents. Since I've been on council from 2014, I've never raised the taxes on residents because I didn't ever want anyone to ever have a burden. We have pandemic money that is being put into the general fund. At first, the finance director was going to put $250,000 in it. He decided to put $537,000 in it. My concern is, because we don't have a quote-unquote emergency fund, there's no money there. And what bothers me is for any resident to have a problem with a main or a lateral that breaks in front of your house and your toilets start backing up and you put a call into this borough and somebody tells you there's no money to fix it, I would be outraged. I still do not want to raise taxes on the resident. At this point in my life, I've been battling with this, because I don't want to do it. But when something happens in front of your home and we don't have money to fix it, what are you going to do?
Yeah, Councilor, I want to address that issue because there is some information that I think you're not aware of. We have access to over $8 million for those types of emergencies that could occur in the borough. That was provided to this council 5 years ago by Senator Williams and the other state representatives at the time. We have grants that we have applied for, community grants, that, and not only for our town in terms of money to do those kinds of jobs through our engineer, we also have the county that the county housing and redevelopment do have money that can go to residents if in fact the lateral is their responsibility. So I just want to inform the council of that. We have had that in place for decades. And so I want to say that that is not a reason to take the pandemic money. It's a simple equation. The pandemic money was provided to fill these gaps in this budget. The $198,000 that came out of the general fund to pay those officers, those dollars are gone. And so this pandemic money is there. Not to say that other grants and things will not be available, that will be available next year. If we have to, we have not raised taxes in this borough. Residential taxes for the local borough since 2008. So there is a discussion, a lively discussion, that should happen next year. Should not happen this year.
It should not happen. Is there places to cut that Councilor Rosecloud talked about last year, talked about last week, rather? She talked about cutting things, that cutting the fat. If there's fat, there's fat to cut, and Mr. Nichols found some areas where he could reduce. For example, the newsletter had an incredible cost this year. That, he said, would be cut. We discussed this on a Zoom yesterday ad nauseam. Yesterday, we were on every council here was on the Zoom talking about what could be cut, and he produced it. Tonight, there's a technical problem. The resident, Ms. McGirt, said, can you table it? We can't table it. The reason you can't table it is because by law we have to pass a budget before December 31. That is required by law. What is on this agenda tonight that was advertised, and I spoke with the solicitor before the meeting started, is that the consideration to approve the December 22 end of the... Excuse me. The final budget for the fiscal year, we have two options here. We have an option of approving the first budget that he presented last week, or we can vote to approve this budget that he's recommended this week. One is with a tax increase and one is without. It's simple math.
May I finish my statement before I was interrupted?
After Councilor Johnson, I would like to be... After Councilor Johnson, I'm asking to be recognized.
Okay,
and I will recognize you.
Again, to the residents, because this is really up to you, what we do here. You want more full-time police officers. People are complaining about safety. You got to have money to do these things. And you really do. I don't think anybody up here really wants to raise taxes, and I tried to bring it down to the smallest amount possible. I even said maybe we'll do a 0.5, which is $6.50 a month. Also, the finance director stated that out of the pandemic money is $200,000 that can be put aside for the residents in case anyone does have a major situation. So we all need to consider that as well. Now, knowing that we do have this money sitting there to help the residents, do we raise the taxes? Do we say no this year and double up next year? I don't know. What do we do? We do have, let me finish, please. We do have grants coming in next year. They could not be applied to the budget because the finance director wants to actually have the money before you add it to the budget. And I'm sitting here right now and I'm telling you, I still really don't know what I'm going to do until the moment. I'm really waiting to see what you all are saying.
But your name wasn't put on the website.
So when you say money put aside to help, money to put aside to help them right here with your taxes?
The recovery fund. So we received $1.2 million received in COVID recovery fund. Initially, if you remember, I suggested that we use some of these funds to help assist residents repair the common driveway. There are certain criteria that these monies can be used for. Support public health expenditures, address the negative economic impact caused by a public health emergency, replace lost public sector revenue, provide premium pay for essential workers, and invest in water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure. Those are the areas where we can utilize those funds. Initially, council president suggested that all of the funds be utilized for revenue replacement to close the gap. Because we were going to go into 2023 with a $1.5 million deficit.
No.
So, okay, it was over $1 million.
No.
Okay, so we were going in.
Why are you interrupting her?
We were going to go in with a deficit. So then he came back and said, council president suggested we use the COVID recovery money, all of them, to fill in the gap. And I said, no, that's not right. We were supposed to use some of these funds to help the residents with the common driveway and grant money. We were going to give some money and hazardous pay to some of the essential workers. We were going to utilize these funds basically for the people. Utilize them for infrastructure, which is one of our biggest expenses in the borough. Our infrastructure. So we went back when I said at the last meeting, we won't cut the fare. We're not using the people's money. They said, okay. So we went back to the drawing board. So the final number, the breakdown was from our finance director, $75,000 to go towards hazard pay. $250,000 to go towards homeowner grants. $400,000 to go towards, $500,000 to go towards infrastructure, and $327,000 to go towards revenue replacement. So that's been reflected in this budget. That's being reflected. And the 1 mil increase that he suggested, recommended, was included in this budget just so we could be able to get over the hump. That's what this is about. If it wasn't for the mismanagement of money, in addition to years of not increasing the taxes, but the mismanagement of the gross mismanagement of money in 2022, $54,000 for a public relations person that none of us have ever seen, okay? The legal expenses, we're way over budget with the legal expenses. We have 4 major lawsuits against us, 2 of which should never have happened, 1 of which that we could possibly be held liable and have to pay out of our general fund, your tax dollars. And I'm not talking about a couple thousand, 100,000. I'm talking about some major money that we don't have.
Counselor.
So now I'm not done. You did your thing, now I'm going to do mine.
Counselor.
Now, this is the truth. This is the truth. And like I said, I live here just like you live here.
Right.
Since I'm here, it don't mean that much to me that I got to sin and tell lies. Okay? So these are the facts. And if you want to talk about the $387,000 for the police that had to be reimbursed for that, those money, that was budgeted for 2022.
Okay.
clear.
And why wasn't this given to the people for them to review?
Yes.
Prior to this. Why? Why?
You can see it for your...
I'm going to make this abundantly clear to you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
This is budgeting 101. 101. The budget, this budget, everything that you see in here tonight, is what the finance director has put together for you tonight.
But you didn't get it.
Excuse me. This budget is a projection. It is a, it's an increment to forecast what monies you will spend. Every category she just mentioned to you is in this budget of the $1.2 million. It's in here for infrastructure, for fixing driveways. It's in here. That money is sitting right in on this budget and every line item. So the counselor is correct. What she is misleading you on is that the same $1.1 or $1.2 million is here to do all those things. She's trying to convince you that, no, take the money and fill a gap. You're not filling a gap. You're doing what the money is designed to do. We're not raising taxes because we don't have to. Yeah. That's what's going on here.
Into the general fund, what that means is they can take that money out of general fund and use it for whatever they want. And that's why we want to put all the money in general fund. So we said, no, we want it earmarked for the infrastructure. We want it for homeowner rates. We want it for pay to pay. And just for $327,000 in revenue replacement. That's what we did, and that's reflected in here. But if you put the whole kit and caboodle and revenue replacement, they're going to spend it any way they want. There's nothing to worry about.
I'm the girl, man. How come I can't see?
Once everything is published to the public, we can make amendments, we can make changes. And this what was proposed tonight is with the tax increase after what we
saw. So this is what we're voting on.
No. The Council President is calling for a vote on what was proposed with no tax increase on December the 15th. As though this has never happened. And if that's
so we not voting on the vote, so
where is
the budget that you're voting on? Because then that should be in front of us as well.
That's the one that was published to the public.
We should have it right now. We're voting on it. We should have it right now in front of us. Where is it?
To the residents that came out here tonight, you took time to come out here tonight, if you want us to raise taxes $1.13 a month, raise your hand so I can see what you're saying. If you do not want us to raise taxes,
work that way.
I want to see what they say. If you do not want us to raise taxes,
This is my council vice president, and these are my council members. I speak to them, but I'm a resident and a borough manager. In my job description is the budget. Councilor Rollcloud is correct. If we don't have the increase, you have the option of not. But if you don't, you're just kicking it down the road. It's not so much, ladies and gentlemen, it's not so much that it's $13.17 a month. Our neighboring borough raised their millage 7.3%. The school board raised their 2.7%. We asked for just $13. If we don't do it, listen, I'm neutral. Please, I'm neutral. If we don't do it, ma'am. I'm sorry.
So why can't we raise that is the $1.2 million going to completely to revenue replacement, which means it is going to the general fund, and whatever majority votes want, they'll have it. You won't get any assistance for your common driveway. You will be only paying any hazard pay to the employees that work throughout the pandemic that we care so much. And we won't put money aside for the infrastructure. And so that's what you have. That's what they want. You won't be paying for them to pay all the money put into that one pot so they can dig it in and do what they want with it.
Thank you.
The council has taken the decision.
Conservative. I don't like raising taxes, but
In our situation, we haven't, what, for 15 years or so?
I was president when you were
president. Yeah, when you were president, and we can't keep avoiding that. It's just the cost of doing business. Everything else went up. And we have, I'm just telling you why we don't raise taxes. It's always been the kiss of death for you. But we I would propose, I'm just trying to be honest with the people. You wanted me to speak? That's my honest assessment.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. The motions on the floor, we've had the motion is to accept the budget as presented on December 15th, as presented by the finance, recommended and presented by the finance director. That is the legitimate budget that was advertised last week. That's the budget that we're voting on now.
That's the first budget.
No
taxes.
And all in favor is indicated by a roll call vote for this
adoption.
You want roll call vote?
Yeah. I stand firm.
Yeah, I know.
Council President Harris.
Yes.
Council Vice President Johnson.
No.
Councilor T. Jones Waters.
Yes, I will not put a word in on it.
Thank you, ma'am. Councilor Rowclough.
No.
Councilor Brooks. Councilor Brooks.
No.
Thank you.
Councilor Beatty.
No.
4-2. No. Excuse me. It is under new business. It is read consideration of approving the final budget. The Borough of Gayton fiscal year 2023 by voice vote 4-2 no.
No,
that's not.
Now we need a motion for the budget proposed today
with
the
tax.
Yeah.
Second.
Please identify.
You can't put the motion. Right. I have to call for the motion for you. Okay. The motion to raise taxes on borough gains.
That's not the motion.
Consideration of the final budget for year 2023 as that includes the tax increase.
Can we say what that is?
We need to know exactly what we're voting on.
So including
consideration of approving the final budget for the Borough of Gayton fiscal year 2023.
For taxes and real estate, Act 5511, $6,091,182.
Thank you. May I ask Madam President who made the motion for this one?
Councilor Rowclough.
And who seconded?
I did.
Johnson. Thank you, Councilor. Ma'am, are you asking for questions or motions?
Yes, roll call vote.
Okay, thank you. With the roll call vote, President Harris.
No.
Councilor Johnson, please.
Yes.
Councilor Waters, please.
No.
Councilor Rowclough, please.
Yes.
Councilor Brooks, please.
No.
Councilor Brooks, please.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And Councilor Monroe.
No.
Excuse me. Councilor Beatty.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
The motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, in addition to that, the preparation for approving.
May I say one thing before you move on?
For adopting the 2023 tax levy that has to go with this vote for the budget. Ordinance 2022-1400. May I have a motion, please? For the tax levy.
So moved.
Is there a second? second, it's been moved and properly second for the tax levy. The explanation for the tax levy is that it has to cover the borrow for the first 3 months as all the state taxes are coming in 2023. Consideration, so they have a vote. Roll call, vote,
please. Councilor Harrison.
Yes.
Thank you. Councilor Vice President Johnson.
Yes.
Councilor Waterson.
Yes.
Councilor Rocloud.
Yes.
Councilor Brooks.
Yes.
Councilor Beebe.
Yes.
6-0, the motion passed.
And consideration for the use of ARP.
Madam President, we might want to go to one.
Pardon?
We never did
that. We're okay. We'll come back. I'm
Okay, so consideration for the ARPA fund.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
And so you moved and properly second.
So this is consideration for the use of the ARP fund pursuant to our finance director's recommendation on our Zoom call. It took place on the 19th, December 19th, 2020.
All in favor, could you indicate by voice vote?
Yes.
Roll call
vote. President Harris.
Yes.
President Johnson. Vice President Johnson.
Yes.
Councilor Waters.
Yes.
Councilor Rocloud.
Yes.
Councilor Brooks.
Yes.
Councilor Beebe.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Consideration for approving the December 2022 year-end account payable list. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Move the property back.
Who is that? Council Brooks? Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any questions?
I do have a question. I see on the account payable, the Bellari Group, $6,000. That's the balance for the police search, chief search project. In addition to $12,500 for the balance of the assessment project. So, do we have the assessment project?
I was also wondering.
It's due by the 31st.
So why are we paying them ahead of time?
That's the balance due on this month. They are due.
But they did not complete the project.
So why are we paying them before it's done? I don't understand that.
Is the city really having your pocket here?
Please, don't talk. We're almost over. We're almost finished.
I would like to make a motion to amend the approval of the December 2022 year-end account payable list to exclude the payment of $12,500 to the Bellari Group for the assessment project because the project is not complete.
I think it should be $6,000 for
The $6,000 was for the chief search project. I don't even know if that was complete. We can include that as well. So I would like to make a motion to amend the approval of the account payable, the 2022 year end account payable list to exclude the $6,000 payment to the Bellari Group, LLC, in addition to the $12,500 payment to the Bellari Group, LLC, for the assessment project. That's a total of
$18,500. It should be only $6,000. They should get it to balance at the end.
Anyone second that motion?
Second.
Change.
Are there any questions? Is the motion properly seconded, or are there any questions?
I feel that they have been working. They should be paid for what they've been doing, and the balance of $6,000 should be held until the project is completed, just like you would do a carpenter that comes to your house. You don't pay him everything. You hold the $6,000 until the project is completed.
And then you put $12,000.
But they have to be paid as they're working. So they have to receive the $12,000 because they are working. So they had a total of $37,000? Is that correct? So what are they still owed, Mr. Johnson?
$12,500.
After December 31st, will they still be owed?
At the end of this month,
$12,500.
So it needs to be paid, right?
Yeah, they have to be paid.
They have
to be paid.
And they still do $12,000, am I right?
They do the balance that's on the sheet.
And that's it. But why are we paying people before they complete a job? I'm on the
This is about 99% finished?
Yes.
So what do
we do?
We don't pay. I say we hold back
$6,000.
No, you gotta hold back something. You hold back $6,000.
You have a contract, counselor. You have a contract. And you have to be paid when the job is finished.
The job is finished. Do we have it in our hands?
First motion is to withhold the 18-5.
Right.
We have to vote on that.
Okay. Are the people who made the motion the same people who want exclusion to the motion? So Ms. Johnson and Ms. Brooks initially made the motion for 4A. Are the two same members of council making a motion to amend the exclusion of $12,500?
I mean, no.
And an additional $6,000, totaling $18,500. Who is now making the motion for the amendment to the motion?
Councilor Rosenbaum, and I believe Councilor Reed seconded it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And this is for the full 18-5.
That is exactly right.
Councilor Johnson has made her own thoughts known about the question. But what we're voting on right now is to withhold 18-5.
Madam President, you call for the question, correct?
Yes.
Is the question completed?
Okay, so all in favor, just to make roll call.
Yes, ma'am. Council President Harris.
Council. Okay. I'm saying no.
Okay.
No.
Councilor Johnson.
No.
Councilor Waters.
You're voting no to amend it. You tell us how to vote no to amend it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You don't need to.
No. Did you say no, ma'am? Thank you. Councilor Rowclow.
Yes.
Councilor Brooks.
Yes.
Councilor Deedy.
She didn't
vote. I thought she said, but a little talk, she said no.
Did you say no?
She said yes.
So, if we don't pay them, we don't pass the vote tonight.
Wait a minute, the question
so
is.
When do we come back?
In the next month.
So we're voting.
We can't put all the money back.
Without having a check. Oh, who's the gift?
You need to be clear.
$12,500, $6,000.
You're saying yes?
I'll wait you guys to
say it. If everybody's not calling at the same time, then I can hear. I cannot hear with everybody.
Right now, the vote is to hold back the whole $18,000.
$12,000
and pay the six within his completion.
No, I don't agree with holding back all that money. No, it's not right.
So you're saying no.
Wait a minute, please.
Councilor B, I never asked you for a show.
It's
calling for an amendment to the original motion for an exclusion.
But there has to be another motion.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, here, it got crazy.
Yes, to withhold the money.
Yes, to withhold $18,500, of which $12,500 is the balance due to borrowing, and $6,000 is to Valari as well.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, let me explain something. The work that this man has done, his agency has done over the past 4 months, he has a product to deliver. He has recommendations for a new chief. He will not be contractually responsible to give us any information without being able to receive his pay at the end of this month when he delivers his product. He's not delivering the product in January. He's delivering the product here in December. And the timetable is extremely important and urgent. But the candidates that have been recommended through the police search, we will not have access to any of his completed work. So to hold back his payment, nobody's saying pay him before he delivers the product. No one is saying that. The end of December, he needs to be paid.
Okay.
The motion was made. It was voted on. The only way you could do it now is to table what we just did and start over.
There was a motion to approve the AP list.
That's right.
And we made a motion to amend the AP list.
Yes.
That failed. The motion that we never voted on is still on the floor.
Okay, but this is what was not understood. If we approve this, he does not get that check until he delivers the product on December the 31st.
We don't understand that.
If you don't approve it, you can't get the check.
So we need to rescind the vote and let it go through.
Make the motion.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute, you just made a motion. Wait a minute, you just made a motion to exclude.
No, it says you're right. So the motion is on the floor to approve the AP list just as it is. But those payments being made to all of the vendors, including the Valori Group, is before by the end of December, within December's month.
Okay.
So that's what we're voting on.
And to be paid on December 31st. So moved.
As second.
It's been moved and properly second. Are there any other questions with regard to the...
I have one other question. Just so I have some clarity. The $6,000 balance for the Chief Search Project, that included the Facebook advertisement searching for candidates?
Everything there is what's there.
The Facebook advertisement.
Everything there is what's there. Whatever on the process.
And Facebook advertisement is short.
Right.
Councilor Brooks.
Yes.
Thank you. And Councilor Beaton.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry?
No.
Thank you. 42 in favor of approving the answer.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
The
first meeting.
What did you say? When you got here, you ain't got to be.
Horrible, man.
You ain't got to cover it up. Okay. Hi.